This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The detention of a retired Chinese academic who was taken into custody during a live television interview with VOA has sparked criticism from human rights activists and analysts who worry the Chinese government is increasingly cracking down on dissidents. The professor had been a critic of China's human rights record. At a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Singapore today spoke with Myanmar's foreign minister about the release of two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar. Meantime, Pompeo also told reporters he's confident North Korea will denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula is one that I think we have all known would take some time, but I must say, for my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
Pompeo started in Southeast Asia on his tour with Malaysia. From Singapore, he heads to Indonesia. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite after he was declared the narrow winner of this week's election.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to become and peaceful, and to look forward.
Mnangagwa's chief opponent in this week's election, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was fraud and pledged to challenge the results. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he plans to sign a final power-sharing deal with rebels and other opposition groups intended to end the country's nearly five-year civil war. Most of South Sudan's warring parties signed a preliminary power-sharing deal late last month, which should reinstate rebel leader Riek Machar as vice president. This is VOA News. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That story now from Lisa Schlein at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO's emergency response chief, Peter Salama, says the operation getting underway in North Kivu will be much more difficult and complex than past Ebola response efforts.
On the scale of degree of difficulty, trying to extinguish an outbreak of a deadly high-threat pathogen in a war zone reaches the top of any of our scales.
Ebola is a constant threat in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas. The newest outbreak is the 10th since the first one was discovered in 1976. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Villagers and relatives in eastern Afghanistan today dug a common grave and buried 35 victims of the previous day's devastating suicide gun and bomb attack on a Shiite mosque. A reporter for VOA's Afghan language broadcast said hundreds of mourners attended the mass funeral organized under tight security. Three children were among the dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must resume a program that protects from deportation young, undocumented immigrants who were brought into the country illegally as children, and he must reunite migrant children with their parents. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
A federal judge said Friday the responsibility for reuniting hundreds of migrant children with parents from whom they were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border is on the U.S. government. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra said in a conference call it is 100% the responsibility of the administration. In a court filing, the Justice Department says the State Department has begun talks with foreign governments on how the administration can aid the reunification efforts. There are more than 500 still separated children, including 410 with parents outside the United States. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Eight places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept into the Iberian Peninsula. Temperatures expected to peak today at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. World Meteorological Organization says continental Europe's record temperature for the time of this time of the year is 48 degrees Celsius. That happened in 1977 in Greece. And in northern Europe, Sweden is still under threat from wildfires, which in recent weeks have extended into the Arctic Circle. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.